Hello, my name is Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training, and this is the second of our current podcasts on auditing. The first podcast covered the regulation of UK auditing, and this podcast is going to look at recent changes to international standards on auditing. Now, if you listen to the first podcast, you'll know there was a big shake-up in 2004 when the UK adopted all of the international standards on auditing. And you may also remember, if you listen to that podcast, if not, I'll remind you that our UK version of the international standards on auditing has sections in grey shaded boxes where the ISA is supplemented for UK additions. That might be, for example, where UK legislation requires the UK auditor to do something extra than is required in the international standard on auditing. Now, I've picked the period from 2006 to 2009 to look at updates that have happened recently. That's my version of recent, 2006 through to 2009, so 4 years in effect. The standards I'm going to look at are as follows. They cover seven different areas. Six of them are changes to standards. The seventh area deals with the Clarity Project. And if you have listened to our first audit podcast, that information on the Clarity Project is also repeated in that first project. So the areas are as follows. Number one, I'm going to look at the International Standard on Quality Control, ISQC1, as it's known. Secondly, I'm going to look at International Standard on Auditing 200 on objectives and general principles of auditing. Thirdly, I'm going to look at International Standard on Auditing number 230, which is on audit documentation. Fascinating stuff. Fourthly, I'm going to look at International Standard 720 on other information and the director's report. That's other information that the auditor doesn't audit, and the director's report and what the auditor's responsibilities are there. Next, I'm going to look at International Standard on Auditing number 600, which deals with using the work of another auditor. And then I'm going to look at International Standard on Auditing number 700, which deals with the audit report. And finally, I'm going to look, as I said earlier, at the Clarity Project.